It's the show after Standard Deliver. You know, the show after the PLE, the premier live event. So you can do what you like, can't you? Well, it does seem like that's the way NXT have thought of it this week. We've got a debut. We've got people that you probably wouldn't see if you were leading into a PLE. The people you won't see when leading into a PLE. Doesn't really scan that well, but I like it all the same. It has a jejeun quality, a yearning feel. Anyway, this wasn't particularly good. However, I quite like the sort of sometimes ridiculousness of all the put together shows after they've gone all out for a rather good premium live event. Stand and Deliver was really good. And I thought Stand and Deliver wouldn't be all that good. I didn't think it would deliver. And it did. You see, the word Stand and Deliver allow me to use the joke about not delivering or delivering. So that's very kind of NXT to do that. Very kind of Shawn Michaels. It's not Shawn Michaels, is it? By the way, Ava's around quite a lot tonight. She's very, very keen on giving us a rather large announcement. But apart from that, she's not really all that effective a general manager. Let me explain. I'm going to explain it all. Please do explain it, Steve. At the moment, it's a little bit confusing. Well, I'm not being confusing at all, but you are, though, aren't you? All right. I told you before, didn't I? I know you told me, but I have to point it out. I'm pushing back on your poor work. Right, anyway, we can have this conversation later, can't we? Let's get to the beginning of NXT, which is the new NXT Women's Champion, Roxanne New Attitude Perez. Now, she's not changed her name by deed poll, but she probably should. She's interrupted by Lyra. She's talking about, of course, she beat you, wasn't it? Was the champion until Stand and Deliver. And I think that, I mean, Perez, yeah, he's talking about the main roster and all that sort of stuff. And out comes Tatum Paxley. And she turns on Lyra Valkyria, and Roxanne Perez is very happy. And he's smiling with attitude, you know. And this should have happened at the PLE, shouldn't it, I think? And I don't think it did, and I think they missed something. I think, really, that should have happened as the reason for the pin at the PLE, I suspect. It was a weird thing when Tatum Paxley came out and then just sort of felt Lyra's arm, as if to say, "Ooh, your arm's still there then." Bit weird. I mean, I know she got crashed into later on, but it was a bit strange. Anyway, she's done it now. She's done the turn. So I suppose she'll be feuding with Lyra. Blimey. Lyra was very big in NXT about a week ago. And now look at it. You're feuding with Tatum Paxley. Jesus Christ. Okay, so we've got... Oh, by the way, Natalya then comes out. Because, you know, Stand and Deliver was so popular because of all the people from the main roster. It wasn't, was it? It didn't have anybody from the main roster, apart from Corbin, of course. And it was great without them, wasn't it? But here we go, someone from the main roster. You need us. You'll definitely need us, you see. That's why Natalya's come out and said she wants a match. Out comes Ava to say, "I'll make that match." Come on, Ava. I mean, come out and say, "We've got some really good people on NXT, you know, who could challenge for that title right now. Or I could get Shotzi Blackheart back out. Or I could get Lash Legend out, couldn't I? And we can have a match later on with Lash Legend, who'll beat you to a pulp and take your title." Eh? Couldn't she? No. So anyway, they'll have a match later on, and I'm not bothered, to be honest. And then we see the tag team champions arriving, Trick arriving, walking down the road after parking their car seemingly miles away. Surely you could have got closer to the building than that. You're supposed to be drivers, aren't you? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Is this a taxi? Well, can you get me a bit closer to the... No, sorry, mate. Can't get any closer. I'll have to park 14 miles away. Oh, right, well, I haven't even got my shirt on. And I've got to walk. Oh, right, okay. Now, Fraser and Axiom... Fraser and Axiom came very close to beating the Wharf Dogs at Stand and Deliver. Stand and Deliver! And they're going to have another shot tonight. And if they don't win, they have decided, no one else has, Ava's not said, you have to break up if you don't win. They've decided that. So yes, that's what they'll do. They'll put extra pressure on themselves. Or is it extra impetus? Is it some kind of mind game? What did you hear? My cat just sneezing there. The pollen count's a little high. That was Zuzu. Oh, she's lovely. And here she comes, having heard her name. Very nice. Lovely. Now, they'll get a match later on, and it'll be sort of the main event, won't it, really, I suppose? And it's not the main event. It's the main wrestling event. Yeah, more of that in a minute as well. Now, here comes JC Jane interrupting a Chase U certificate giving thing. You get a certificate just for being here. Just for being you. Great. And who are the winners? There are no winners and losers. This is modern schooling. Apparently. Anyway, she has a right to be there, really. I mean, Andre Chase says, you know, I think you should leave. Well, no, she doesn't have to leave because, after all, she is the one who saved Chase U by creating a calendar that we never saw and by people buying it who never bought it. So, she made all that money for Chase U, so she's got every right to be chatting with Chase U. And she mentioned something. Thea Hale's very angry because Andre bet on her championship match. See, he's still got a problem. You've not got to the root cause, have you? I mean, you've got all the money back, but what about his gambling addiction? Can't really mention that, can we? Because that would bring us down. Yeah. Create these storylines about addiction, and then you don't really follow that, or say, if anybody's been harmed by any of the actions or any of the angles in this week's match, you know, you don't do any of that. So, I don't know. Maybe he just likes to flutter. It didn't seem that way, though, did it? It seemed like he'd lost loads of money. Now, Henley and Jordan, Fallon and Kalani, will be facing James and Dame, Kiana and Izzy. It's all right. James doesn't half... I mean, Jordan doesn't half try, you know. Spins... I mean, she took a corkscrew dive over the top. Very nice. Very nice. And then... we've got a James abdominal stretch. Oh, by the way, I like the way that Izzy Dame grabbed the kick from Jordan and then just spun her, somersaulted her right to the mat with a kind of face buster, I suppose, by her foot. That was great, actually. Yeah, so there's an abdominal stretch. Henley gets the hot tag, hits a sweet suplex, but she can't really influence things for both of them, and the 401k leads to the James and Izzy Dame win, and I could have done without it. Now, they are so high on Javon Evans that just before he appears, it's his debut on NXT, isn't it? Just before he appears, he gets a promo. So we've already been told who he is, and then he comes out. So, you know, that's... it's just a bit of doubling up. Belt and braces, in case you're wondering who he is. And he's fighting Scripts. Yes, remember him? Scripts. And he is accompanied by Out the Mud. Yes, remember them? Out the Mud. Yeah. Now, we've got the No Quarter Catch Crew. Yes, remember them? The No Quarter Catch Crew. Is that what they're called? Squaring up to Stacks, and they'll fight later on. Yeah, they will, because it's the show after the premium live event, so they can do all sorts of things that we're not interested in. Back in the ring, we've got an Evans slingshot Hurricane Rana. Scripts takes it to him, but with a kind of meat and potatoes kicks and punches. There's a standing shooting star press, though, from Script for a two count. That's very nice. But Evans gets the win with a twisting moonsault. And they're saying that it's such an upset. Well, it's only an upset because it's Evans' first night. But Script is, I mean, he's not doing, it's not as if he's been the champion or anything, is it? It's not as if you could never win, you could never win a match against him in a month of Sundays because he's the NWA champion or anything like that, is it? You know what I mean? He hasn't lost a match in 14 years. Not like that, is it? So, you know, so well done. Don't get too excited. He looked good doing it because he was given a lot of offense. And sucks to be Script. There you go. Sucks to be out of the mud. There you go. I called it, didn't I? Don't tell me I didn't tell you, because
I did.
And constantly, actually. So there you go. Right, now, moving on, because I think we should. We've got Ridge Holland getting upset, apologising, then getting upset because LWO are upsetting him. Some contretemps takes place at the door. He leaves, does Ridge Holland, and manages to trap Cruiser's hand in the door. It's like kind of farce. It's like we've got Norman Wisdom or someone like that, or Buster Keaton or Charlie Chaplin doing the wrestling at the moment. You know, he keeps injuring people. I mean, really, because they're leaning into something that actually happened, aren't they? And I'm not really comfortable with it. Sucks to be Ridge Holland. We're saying that quite a lot tonight. And here comes Natalya with Carmen Petrovic, because it's the Canadian crew, apparently, versus Roxanne Perez. Roxanne Perez is not going to lose, is she? She only just won the blooming thing. Anyway, Perez. I got confused because their names both begin with the letter P. That's how tired I currently am. So, it's Roxanne Perez targeting the hair. Yeah, fair enough. She's got the blonde tresses. She's going for it. I like the word tresses, don't you? Nice, isn't it? Then we've got a Natalya clothesline on the outside. It's not great, but then she hits a superb. I'm going to call it a stunning or superb. A superb surfboard in the ring, which is very nice to see. Don't see it very often. It's lovely. Perez then really takes it to her. Natalya really sells well because she knows what she's doing. We know that. And then there's a leg scissors from Perez with a hair grab. I love that. I love the way she's just sort of messing with her. I like that. It's very nice. And then a sort of dragon sleeper. Not really a dragon sleeper, but it's the closest move to what I think she's doing from what I can see. Big Natalya clothesline to come back, but then the Perez crossface. Natalya fights. She fights out of it, goes for the sharpshooter. Of course she does. Perez gets to the ropes. And then we've got Lola Vice involved to set Natalya up for the pop rocks and the pin. Now, I'm not quite sure that it went the way that Lola Vice thought it should, because when she gets backstage, she talks about how she wants the belt. Well, if you wanted the belt, it's probably best to... It's probably... What you need to do is to insert yourself in the match and affect the champion, not affect the challenger, because the champion will be thinking, oh, that was nice, thanks. But she's not going to give you a match, is she? Unless she thinks, you deserve a reward. I know, I'll give you a title challenge. It doesn't work like that in wrestling, does it? Dijak knows that. That's why he's walking around looking for people talking to each other so he can insert himself into their business, which is what he does. Oh, by the way, Natalya attacks Lola Vice, so they're probably going to have a programme, aren't they? I don't want that. But there you go. I don't get much of a say, do I? A bit like Shawn Michaels. Or Ava, in fact. Now, later on, Dijak is going to insert himself into the business of Metaphor. Good, because it's really poor business. I've told you last week, I think Noam Dar's great on his own. I don't think he's great with loads of people screaming and shouting, because it stops us hearing what he's doing. And that's what I'm not interested in what Owen Mensah's got to say. I don't care what Jakarta Jackson's got to say. Lash Legend's trying hard, but she can't really. They're not in the same league as Noam Dar, as far as talking goes. So there comes, here comes Dijak, and Noam Dar can't help taking the mickey, and Dijak doesn't really like it. That's basically it, I think. Yeah, so he's kind of getting into other people's work again after having a stupendous showing at Stand and Deliver. He's back doing what he normally does, wandering around looking for people to talk to or to get involved in a programme with. So I presume it'll be Noam Dar. Maybe, I know he's not even got the Heritage Cup anymore, has he? So it sucks to be Dijak as well, because he was the best thing in that triple threat for the North American Championship, you know, with Briggs and with Obafemi. And here he is in another programme that doesn't mean anything. Talking of Obafemi, after Ava announces the Women's North American title belt, which is great, nice one, that is good, lovely belt as well. He gets the crowd chant, does Oba, talks up the match at Stand and Deliver. Yeah, well, Stand and Deliver. Well, it was. I mean, he did well, but not as well as Dijak, and says he'll be the champion for a while. Here comes Ivar. You know, Ivar. Okay, he's a big bloke, but we do have some big blokes in NXT. One of whom is Dijak. And maybe, I think if Dijak came out when Obafemi was saying, I'm going to be the champion for a while, and said, you nearly weren't the champion, because Briggs had to pull the referee out when Dijak was pinning Obafemi, and Obafemi looked down and out at that point. So if they brought him out and said, now I think I deserve a match on my own with you, I think the fans would have gone with that. And yeah, sucks to be Briggs. There you go. But I think Dijak deserved it. Here we got Ivar, who puts him down, of course, and then grabs the belt and does all that. I've got the belt. So it's not yours, mate. Don't work that way, does it? Dear me. So here's somebody else in the main roster coming to help NXT. They don't need help. Well, on this night, they might do. But then it is the first night after the PLE, isn't it? Anyway, look, I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? So, we've got the Wolf Dogs having fun. And we're having fun as well. Well, they have fun. It's good. They work well together. And then we've got the La Famiglia, who's actually Stax and Crucifino. Crucifino, the Consigliere. And they're fighting the No Quarter Catch crew, who are, it's not Charlie Dempsey. Charlie Dempsey talks of, did he talk up being in Josh Barnett's Bloodsport? Well, it would be great if you back that up with actually being in a match tonight, but you didn't, did you? So it's Bourne and Damon Kemp. Remember him? Still works here. I think Eddie Thorpe does as well, but I'm not quite sure where he's gone. So, there's no point to this match. The only point would be if it was good, and it wasn't particularly. So, early on we got Stax and Crucifino, then Stax hits a huge kick to the ribs. Kemp gets a backbreaker, floats over into a cover, that's nice. Big clothesline from Crucifino. Bourne hits a jumping neckbreaker, that's okay. And then the family kind of, La Famiglia, get a big rig for the pin. It looked like a big rig to me. Yeah, anyway. The next match proper is one you'll really want to see. It's Brinley Reese versus Jada Parker. What? Told you, didn't I? I mean, it's not. What's the point? What's the point? So you've got Brinley Reese, big chop, armbar. No, sorry. Parker, big chop, armbar. I'm not really bothered who it is. Cartwheel clothesline from Reese is actually quite nice. And Parker wins with a hip attack. It wasn't on for long. I think they realised it wasn't that good. And, meh. Okay. Again, Ariana Grande. I keep calling Ariana Grande. She's a singer, Steve. Ariana Grace upsets the locker room yet again. Part 462. Can she do something else? Every single week she's doing this. I really like her shtick and I really am keeping faith with her, but she's not being very well written for, is she? This is going to end up being one of those could have been moments, isn't it? Right, here's your main event, wrestling main event. Champions the Wolf Dogs versus and Axiom. And it was fabulous. Just like their Stand and Deliver match, it really stood out. Great. Best thing on NXT this week. That's not saying much, but it was great. So, some of the things that we got were great mat work from Bron Breakker and Axiom. You've got Fraser Jaizeer just being tossed around by Corbin. Yeah. And then Bron being tossed to the outside, which doesn't happen very often. An Axiom dive on him. Big Bron flip into a Corbin slam and then trash talk. There was a sort of Phoenix Splash. The Phoenix Splash before the Phoenix Splash from Fraser Jaizeer for a long two count. And then a big slam, but actually, the champs seem to be arguing about who should do what. Big Frankensteiner for the champs, and then a massive jumping knee. But as the champs are talking, I think Corbin's saying, are you all right? There's a drop kick from Axiom into a Phoenix Splash from Fraser Jaizeer for the pin. Well, I mean, I really like Fraser Jaizeer and Axiom. They should be champions, but I thought they might perhaps have to wait for a few more months. Because Wolf Dogs, the fans like them, I like them. They seem to be doing really well. Maybe Bron Breakker's going to the main, well, he's already in the main roster, isn't he? I don't watch the main roster, so I wouldn't know. I think he's supposed to be doing both, isn't he? Maybe the travel's hurt him. But you haven't given the Wolf Dogs long, have you? I mean, they've got sick of each other very quickly, haven't they? They'll no doubt feud now. I'm really pleased to see Fraser Jaizeer and Axiom as champs. Not a champ, it's a tag team, Steve, so there will be two belts. I know that. We can have this conversation later on, I've told you. But I thought that actually we could have some more time with the Wolf Dogs, who we really like. Oh, I don't know. It's a bit weird. It smacks of, let's give them something that they don't expect. Because the rest of the show is pretty poor. And out come Final Testament, because it's someone from the main roster. Yes, it is. To smack them up and make a challenge for their titles. Where are Gallows and Anderson? Actually, I don't care. They weren't in the ring, so that's good enough for me. Thank goodness for Final Testament. And your main event is, I like it. Oh yeah, man. Goodness sake, what are you doing? Come on, Booker. It's just not working, mate. I know that we have that modern thing of, well, I just talk over the beat and it doesn't really adhere to anything. The thing is that the real Slim Shady can do that, but it takes real talent. Talent, remember that? Talent, all you rappers. See, I came up with Public Enemy, the News with the Beat and all that, and then the Native Tongues movement. So I'm not that keen on what's going on at the moment. Because I'm old, all right. Yes, yeah, so your main event was was Trick. We stood, we delivered. Oh, for goodness sake. Well, it got a big chant. So you can say what you like, can't you? We stood, we delivered. Yeah, we Halloweened, we Havoced. I wrestled. I maniaed. Hooray! He said WrestleMania! Okay, so he wants the belt. Of course he does. Ilya's out and he always gives us something different. He just doesn't do what you would expect. He sort of comes from underneath the whole thing. He has a real cool because of that. And Dragunov won't fight him. He's moved on. He said, okay, all right. I'll fight you, but if you lose, you leave. His NXT career might be over. Yeah, well, he's going to go to the main roster anyway, isn't he? I don't know. I don't know whether he'll win and then vacate the title and go to the main roster, perhaps. Or whether he actually will lose because of Mello and go to the main roster. Lots of things can happen before the next Premium Live event. Hopefully, they'll be better than this. However, oh, by the way, out comes Mello to beat him up and then says, we'll be in a steel cage next week. Well, hang on a minute. Did Ava agree that? I didn't see her saying, yes, the contract's been signed. Don't both parties have to sign and then get put through a tiny table like Roxanne Perez was? Well, don't they have to? Ava, where are you? In the same place Shawn Michaels is, i.e. we don't know. So it weren't very good, NXT. Certainly not as good as patreon.com/SNME Radio. patreon.com/SNME Radio, where you can get loads of wrestling podcasts. Great wrestling podcasts, great pop culture podcasts. You'll never be without great podcast situations. And if you were thinking, well, I don't mind paying a little bit of money for really good quality stuff, it's about $1 a week. That is great. About $1 a week. I love it. I know you will too. And I will love NXT again. Just not this week. Ta-ta.